Crystal Clear here. You're listening to More Morgulons. Have you read the news? I got the new variant blues. That's right. Are we just gonna stand around waiting while this thing keeps mutating? Sitting like a Peking duck, what the fuck? From Alpha to Beta to Delta to Omicron. And on and on and on and on. Can you believe Trump was right? It's China. Yeah, that's right. Who's got the motive, the means, the madman that they call Xi Jinping? Do you need another hint, y'all? It's just beyond that big great wall, the red country that wants to turn the earth yellow. Listen, fellow, there's one thing you gotta understand. We need a fucking plan, unless you want to learn how to speak Mandarin. You better perceive and you better believe that China has a plan and a guide, and it says to hide, because at the heart of their art of war is deception. So ladies and gentlemen, open the doors of your perception. And to the West, you better look your best, because you're going to pass the test or you're going to pass the torch. I hope you like your globe warmed and your earth scorched. My fortune cookie says, you need more than booster in the year of the rooster. Superbug kill all white people. You can get one shot. You can get two. You can get a booster. You can get a few. But it's almost 2022 when that vaccine was made for COVID-19. Y'all, can I just say I'm really fucking pissed about this federal mandate in America? How you gonna tell all the nurses in this country, thanks for fighting against COVID before the vaccine, before we even had a mask that was clean, but now you better get this shot, even though the origin of this plague is vague, you better get this shot, or you're not getting paid anymore, bitch. Well, guess what? America, you're dense, and this makes no sense. And I'm not gonna lie, we're probably all gonna die. But until then, I'm gonna live in sin and love and on the wings of the peaceful dove. From above I shall see the forest, not the tree. And what that means to me is Morgulons is not a big fucking deal at all, y'all. It ain't shit compared to Omicron. Who the fuck named that variant? It's pretty ominous, like unsettling. We'll be okay, guys. We'll be okay. Those of us who live will be totally fine. Sit back, relax, and watch the West decline. It just doesn't end. Kind of like more Morgulons. It just keeps going and going and going. Getting better, stronger, lasting longer. Actually, it's going to be a really short episode. This is all I got, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Listener, if it wasn't for you, I don't know what I would do. I hope you feel that way too. And if you don't, please leave a funny comment in the comment, Dave. Like, bitch, you crazy. I'm gonna rape you, your grandmother, and your cat. Whoa, I don't have a cat. There's a lot of weird shit out there on the internet. That's why I don't go. Mark Zuckerberg can suck my big toe. It's only Saturday, but it feels like it's been Sunday 3 days in a row. I love it. Stay tuned.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let me tell you something very interesting to me. Perhaps it's a coincidence, but how come all the new variants Yes, all of the new variants have come from the more noteworthy of the British colonies: Hong Kong, South Africa, India, Israel. What's up with that? You could say, well, everywhere used to be part of the British Empire, so what's the big deal? Well, look at the historical significance of the relationships between the British Empire, the United Kingdom, England and South Africa, England and India, England and Hong Kong. You feel me, y'all? Do you ever notice how all the new variants coming out of, did they say that India is the crown jewel of the British Empire? Well, like, those are the other stones in the hat, y'all. The COVID-19 variant that emerged in South Africa was named after the 15th letter of the Greek alphabet, Omicron. I prefer to say Omicron because it just sounds cooler, but it is Omicron. I guess I'm saying that right. The variant known as Delta, the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet, emerged out of India. Okay. Just interesting note here, they skipped over the letters nu and z that come before Omicron because z sounds like Xi Jinping. And nobody wanted to sound racist. But the fact is, there's nothing racist about it. Xi Jinping ordered the Bat Lady to design this bioweapon that we know as COVID-19. The art of war is the art of deception. So Alpha emerged in the United Kingdom. Beta emerged in South Africa. Cigna is a type of crappy health insurance in the United States, along with all of the other private insurers in the United States. Speaking of being sick, Delta emerged from India. So what's the deal? Omicron. South Africa is the most vaccinated country in Africa. Why the fuck is the variant arising from that country, y'all? I mean, it was found in vaccinated people. They always try to downplay this when it happens, and it keeps happening. Omicron and on and on and on and on and on. Is it completely outlandish at this point to suggest that in the absence of any evidence to support the theory that this occurred naturally and jumped species somehow, still haven't found that mystery species. So there's really no scientific evidence to support that theory any more than there is evidence to support the idea that the Chinese have engineered a bioweapon in a lab in Wuhan and then have been surreptitiously re-engineering it based upon data that they gather from their DNA COVID test and releasing it back into the world at their favorite former crown jewels. Y'all, what the hell? I hope I'm paranoid. I hope I'm crazy for your sake and mine. But I'm not. You gotta admit, there's something weird about this shit. I mean, maybe I've already undermined my credibility by saying I have Morgellons, and people think the Morgellons is fake. So they think, well, now she's a conspiracy theorist. But I'm not. I'm not. I'm really a radical. I'm a radical, lotional person, okay? I gotta go to bed. Listen, I'm not surprised. I have been Chicken Little shouting about the poo-poo platter that is about to rain down upon this earth in the form of new COVID variants that never end. And the good news, and everybody's like, what? What is the good news? The good news is that supercomputer in China will probably somehow get out of control, like that computer HAL in 2001 Space Odyssey, and it'll kill all the Chinese too. This is pretty weird, you guys, and I'm not trying to be a fearmonger, racist. I'm more of a beer ponger. I am not trying to be a racist or an alarmist. I am just saying that how long is America and the West going to sit on their asses, acting like this isn't suspicious, acting like these military exercises over Taiwan and Hong Kong that China has been perpetrating recently, and all the holes they're digging to build new nuclear reactors and shit like that, and the recent, like, Sputnik moment, quote-unquote, as per the New York Times, when China launched its hypersonic crazy-ass missile something. Some monkey brain research, which just fucking sounds ape shit, but here you go, it's monkey shit. That just happened at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark with some BGI-funded research science all about altitude tolerance and genetic manipulation of soldiers to make them more tolerant to higher altitudes so they can go kill all the Tibetans in the Himalayan mountains. Hey, just BGI group here. You know, it's like hide in plain sight. Let me grab the good old book, the good old handbook that's probably on Xi Jinping's desk right now, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Victory belongs to him who has mastered the combination of the devious and the direct. Yes, it does. In warfare, subterfuge is your foundation. Advantage, your motivation, and circumstance determines your formation. You must be swift as the wind, dense as the forest, rapacious as fire, steadfast like a mountain, mysterious as night, and mighty as thunder. Organize your men in the plundering of the enemy's country. Allocate captured land amongst them to their best advantage, and do not act without careful consideration. Victory belongs to him who has mastered the combination of the devious and the direct. Such is the art of maneuvering against the enemy. The Book of Military Management says, in battle, the human voice is not strong enough to be heard, which is why we use gongs and drums. Our eyesight is not acute enough, which is why we use banners and flags. Gongs and drums and banners and flags make the army hear with the same ear and see with the same eye. Thus unified in understanding, the brave cannot advance alone, nor the cowardly retreat. This is the art of troop management. In night warfare, make more use of signal fires and drums, and in daytime, rely on banners and flags, thus adapting to the eyes and ears of your troops. Well, I don't know what the gongs and drums there are over in China right now, but I'm seeing a few banners and flags in the headlines. Lesson of the day.